Lover Show on his Power 105.1. Listen,
outro, ladies and gentlemen.
It's all star studded right here, right now. I got Young Jeezy in the building. Done. Trey Songz is in
the
building.
That was good radio.
Yeah.
Star studded because of you. Look at me, all star studded. That was a good segue.
Thank you.
keep going.
Radio for a while.
And of course, Jay-Z is in the building, man. March 2nd, performing at Madison Square Garden. Tickets on sale Friday, January 15th, at 10 o'clock a.m. And the Nassau Coliseum is sold out already. And the Odds Are Center in New Jersey is sold out.
Yes, sir.
Is that a game for you? Like, to see how quick it can sell out? Y'all taking bets and stuff?
Yeah. We got the office pool. You know, the water cooler talk.
What's the quickest any concert that you've done is sold out?
I think 12 seconds is on record in London.
12 seconds?
Yeah, in London.
Wow. Do you know how many times you've done the Garden at? Can you count them?
Yeah. I think this would be 8.
The 8th time you've done the Garden?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I could be wrong.
Madison Square Garden, March 2nd. Trey Songz is on that. Of course, Trey is here. What up, Trey?
What's happening?
Having a banner year, young man.
Yes, sir.
Got the ladies going crazy with the reinvented sex video.
What's up,
I'm sorry, I just had to turn. I'm sorry. I was thinking about the video.
She looked right at put her back to Jay, too. Hope you seen that?
I'm sorry, babe.
Let it go. Give us some space here.
That was a nice video.
You like that?
Yeah. You know, we can talk on the same mic. You know,
yo, put the lights down a little bit. Yo, dim these boys.
So Trey got it popping right now, man. And Jeezy, when your album coming, Jeezy?
Oh, man. Sooner than later. I mean, finish it up now, wrap it up now. So around the tour sometime, we'll be right at you.
Yeah. So you was in the studio last night. You just came straight from the studio.
I just in the studio 15 minutes ago, homie.
Okay, you and Swiss Beats.
Yeah, shout out to the homie Swiss.
What y'all doing, dog?
Some of everything, man. You know Swiss, man. Keep it up all night.
How many joints you did in there last night with Swiss?
Like 2.5.
Wow. So y'all was in there working last night.
Yeah.
So we can look for that video.
Oh, man.
We can look for the album.
ASAP.
Real soon.
ASAP.
Now. Here's the question I wanted to ask you. Both of y'all are here.
Yes.
Jeezy, Jay-Z. Both of y'all. The line in Empire State of Mind.
I just want to put a disclaimer. You sure this is appropriate for daytime?
This is appropriate for daytime for the Ed Lover Show.
Okay. Your limitation.
Okay. I got a plug special that I got it made. Mm-hmm. If Jeezy's paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. What does that mean?
Well, Jeezy made a song, this genius song, actually, where he was talking about... man, maybe I shouldn't say it. Wait, why?
We know what Jeezy be talking about. Hustling, Jeezy.
I just felt funny saying it. I didn't feel right. It's not even mine.
Oh, this feel like interrogation. I don't know nothing. No, we're just referring to numbers, though. You know what I'm saying? You know, LeBron 23. You know what I mean? I guess, you know. That's what it was. Shout out to LeBron.
So 23 per is what we're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
That.
So you saying if he's paying LeBron, you're paying Dwayne Wade.
You know Dwayne Wade number. I ain't even got to talk about
3. So LeBron being 23, if Jeezy's paying 23, you paying 3?
Yeah, that's why me and him together right now. You know?
3, though?
But
reference that back to the special ed line.
Yeah, I got a plug.
Special Ed, I got it made.
Yeah.
I got a plug.
Yeah.
Special Ed, I got it made. If Jeezy playing LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. Yeah. You don't like where this is going?
Only been rapping 5 years. We're talking 2 more. We're talking about this 2 more.
That was a debate in here.
That's the line. That's what it is.
Because we didn't know where that was, what that meant. Or where that was coming from.
See, but the first person you ask in Brooklyn, they're going to break it down for you.
Person in Brooklyn.
That was for them. We had to, you know.
But hold up, son. So why nobody in Queens would know what that means?
Watch your mouth, too,
all right? Because you about to say something slick.
No, not me. I love Queens.
Okay.
I love everybody.
Everybody know what that means. Why? Yeah. How do we know this ain't going to turn into the debacle you had before when you went out with R. Kelly?
Oh, because we got good people. I mean, not to say that.
Yeah, you did.
You know, R. Kelly tour was a one-off. I've done a million of those tours. I completed a tour with 50 Cent. If I can complete a tour with a guy, I can complete a tour with anybody. Hard Knock Life. It's really about egos. You know, everybody, you know, put their ego to the side and, you know, we pretty much... You, we know each other outside of this tour, so you know, it's already an indication that everything is, you know, it's good money.
What's the best advice Jay ever gave you, Trey?
What's the best advice Jay ever gave me? Jay tell me keep my head down and do what I do. You know what I mean? Like, pause, but you know what I'm saying? Just stay in my lane.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I met...
Because you've been critical of R. Kelly.
First time I met Jay was probably 3 years ago, and I watched him lose about $50,000 in 40-40.
Uh-huh.
A Super Bowl. And he said, you got a big record.
Wait a minute, 3 years ago.
He said, you got a big record right there. I had Can't Help But Wait out. It was 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
He said, you got a big record right there. He said, I'm watching what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Like, Jay don't really give me advice, per se. You know what I'm saying? When we rap like men, and he tell me what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong. But, you know, I take heat, you know, because just to be sitting here talking about this tour, coming from where I'm coming from, you know, watching my career established to what it is now is amazing. To y'all's talking about how many times he's played the Garden, you know, to play the Garden with Jeezy and Jay-Z.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That's amazing. You know what I mean? So I'm happy to be here, and I'm going to keep doing what I do to make sure that I'm here and beyond.
Yeah, because, you know, you've been very critical of R. Kelly. In a loving kind of way, though.
Nah, no doubt.
You know, saying that you wish he made the kind of music that he used to make before.
Not even saying that. I'm just saying I wish he would be as innovative as he was. You know what I mean? Not even to say to make the same music, because, you know, to say that a person shouldn't change is, you know, nonsense. Even grass grow, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So what I was saying about whom I feel is the king of R&B is that he was following trends rather than setting them.
Mm-hmm.
And not that he should even have to set trends, but just be the leader that he is. I felt as though he was trying to be like these young boys.
More with Jeezy, Trey, and Jay-Z in 4 minutes on the Ed Lover Show. It's Power 105.1. His Trey songs would say, it's Power 105.1, y'all.